Hello everyone! Welcome to the Season 10 premiere of Yo-Kai Legends. I'm your host, King Keppa, and today I'll tell you about the monsters that can cause poltergeists and other mysterious surroundings. First, Kurozuka, the Black Mound. Next, Kaichigo, the Shell Boy. After that, Kazenbo, the Fire Monk. And finally, Kijikui, the Snail Monster. So, let's get started. Season 10, Episode 1, Weird Phenomena. Kurozuka, the Black Mound. Kurozuka is one of the most famous female yokai in Japanese mythology. It is known to be believed as Onibaba, the demon hag. In one particular story of the legend is that she was planning to kill some Buddhist priests who were visiting her home. While Kurozuka was gathering firewood, the priests found a room full of corpses and realized that the woman they were visiting was known as the demon hag. She chased after them, but their prayers were powerful enough to banish the demonic creature from the body for eternity. When the monster was driven out, the hag became elderly and died. The monks then buried the remains in the Black Mounds, the area of which the creature haunts. Kaichigo, the Shell Boy. The Kaichigo is the spirit of a living shell box. It takes the form of a doll-like boy wearing a kimono. The origin of this yokai comes from a popular game from the Heian period, which uses painted seashells. This game is known as Kayawase. However, over time it was replaced with other matching games. When Kaioke weren't used in games anymore, they grow restless, growing a soul of their own, and even transform into a yokai, the Kaichigo. Kazenbo, the Fire Monk. The Kazenbo is a phantom-like figure that looks like a monk being burned alive. They do not harm humans, but their appearance is very terrifying and disturbing. Towards the end of the 10th century, countless monks were sacrificed in a ritual by fire. They thought they would get rid of their earthly attachments and achieve enlightenment. However, some priests would not achieve enlightenment, so their ghosts are condemned to wander the mountains, appearing in fire as beggar monks covered in the flames of ignorance and sin. Kijikui, the Snail Monster. Kijikui is a giant snail with a speckled spiral shell, and they have a mouth full of razor-sharp teeth. They live in fields and hunt pheasants. Despite their appearance as a snail, they are actually very fast yokai. And here's the crazy part. Instead of humans being scared of the Kijikui are scared of humans. When a human begins approaching them, they simply run and hide. This yokai first appeared in an Edo period manual written in a Chinese style. The entries contain the first sighting, illustration, and description. Thank you for joining me for Yo-Kai Legends. Follow me on Instagram for the latest post. Until next time, I'm King Kappa, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Bye!